This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, January 9th, A.D. 2020. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Chinese government passed new rules effective February 1st, requiring approval for religious gatherings and total submission to the Communist Party. The law would require churches to spread the principles of the Communist Party and train their leadership to support the socialist system. The government also wants to rewrite the Bible to, quote, reflect socialist values, end quote. Despite a severe crackdown on the church in China over the last year, the body of Christ continues to grow there. Jesus said in Matthew 10, verse 22, "And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved." Iran retaliated against the U.S. on Wednesday for the targeted killing of Iranian General Qassem Soleimani by firing ballistic missiles at two military bases in Iraq housing U.S. troops. Speaking from the White House yesterday, President Donald Trump announced the U.S. would not respond militarily to the missile strikes. Trump credited an early warning system with the good news that no Americans nor Iraqis were killed in the strikes. Last month, President Trump signed a reauthorization for the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom after months of controversy over the future of the watchdog group. The commission will receive $3.5 million annually over the next 3 years under the new 2020 omnibus spending package. The organization is charged with monitoring religious freedom and persecution issues around the world and making recommendations to the White House, State Department, and Congress. A group of people who had repented of their formerly sexually perverted lifestyles gathered on Capitol Hill to share how God has changed them, reports CBN News. The people represented the changed community who are declaring their freedom in Christ from sexually perverted lifestyles. Luis Ruiz of Florida testified that while he was looking for sin, Jesus was looking for him.
I was able to find a church where they loved me, and they taught me that my identity was not my behavior. My identity was not who I thought it was, but it was a child of God. So I stand here to say that I was a homosexual. Now I am a child of God.
Romans 8, verses 13 through 15 says, "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father." Planned Parenthood announced they are responsible for the killing of 345,672 babies in the womb over the last fiscal year, a steady increase over the last couple of years. It's the highest number reported by Planned Parenthood. Even while the number of Planned Parenthood abortions has increased, the number of total abortions in the U.S. has been decreasing since the passage of Roe v. Wade. Cancer deaths in the U.S. reached a record low between 2016 and 2017, according to the American Cancer Society. Deaths from cancer have been falling about 1.5% a year for 3 decades. But during the 2016-2017 study period, the cancer mortality rate dropped by 2.2%, the largest single-year drop. Revelation 21 verse 4 reminds us of the new heavens and the new earth to come, saying, "God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away." And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Thursday, January 9th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com, or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.